We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
He's Steph, you know, he's still my guy. I think for the first month, we would, like, see each other and kind of be like, this is kind of weird, like, we're back together. It's, you know, we had such a cool time in Minnesota. But, yeah, to see him, the growth he's had, you know, on and off the field as a leader, person, you know, it's really cool to see.
Bills backup quarterback Case Keenum, you'll see some of him this preseason. Bills head coach Sean McDermott just announcing a bit ago, no Josh Allen Saturday against the Colts. Not really a surprise that we'll get no Josh Allen. He then went to say that the rest of the starters to be determined on an individual basis. So there you go. No Josh Allen. That's great, Joe. That's great news. McDermott also did say they're going to have a pretty intense practice today in their final practice at St. John Fisher. So there you go. They'll play the Colts on Saturday, 4 o'clock from Highmark Stadium. On the Western Hotline is Mike Chappell of CBS4, covers the Colts in Indianapolis. Mike, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time today.
How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We're, like a lot of people, just, you know, trying to get through the preseason. For Bills fans, I think it's kind of a let's get going. This team, we know everybody that's going to be a starter. We're pretty, you know, set for the season. How about the Colts preseason? It's about a new quarterback, right, with Matt Ryan, and kind of evaluating how he has looked so far. So I would guess that's where to start. How has Matt Ryan looked?
He's looked good. Of all of my concerns after 2.5 weeks of camp, whatever it's been, he's the least of my worries. He looks good. You just have to hope that the pieces around him fit. You know, I know he's, you know, just turned 37 or whatever, and it's 15th year, but he looks good. The ball comes out quick. He's making good decisions. Generally on target, he's an accurate passer over his career, 66%, whatever. So he's the least of my worries.
I think it's interesting, 37-year-old quarterback, and it's their fifth starting quarterback in 5 years going into a season. And with his age, you know, I'm sure the timeline is limited, but what are the Colts hoping to get out of Ryan? I would assume they want at least a couple years with him as the starter.
Yeah, before I get into that, you mentioned, you know, 5 in 5 years, and you mentioned how the Bills fans are sort of just waiting for the season because that's when it matters. It reminds me of when Manning was here in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. And my perception when you have a quarterback like that, and I'm not saying Allen is there yet, but you're saying, okay, we're going to win 10. And then if things fall into place, they win more. And that's kind of where, to me, Buffalo is. And now the Colts with their fifth quarterback in 5 years for a lot of reasons. I mean, Andrew Luck walking out, you know, before the season really started this carousel, and they haven't been able to get off of it. And Ryan, you know, he's here for 2 years. He's got 2 years left on his contract. And, you know, who knows? We talked to the owner in around draft time. And he said, you know, he's here for 2 years, and then, you know, who knows, maybe three, and then he talked longer, maybe four. So if Jim Irsay had talked longer, we'd have had Ryan here for 6 or 7 years. But it just depends. I mean, what happens? You've got to find the young guy who's the long-term answer. And mm-hmm. Next year's draft is apparently loaded, so maybe then. But what happens if Ryan is more than you think? What if he's 11-6 and then 12-5 and you're making deep runs, and he's playing well? Do you bring him back again? I mean, as we've seen, quarterbacks play a long time, and he's missed 3 games in 14 years with injuries. So we'll see. But They've got to get the long-term guy, which everybody wants. Everything. You guys went a long time without a guy.
Long time.
Yeah.
And so you know how it is when you don't have the guy, and you know how it is when you got the guy. And everything. Chris Ballard came in 17, said, you know, Andrew's a great player, but it'll never be about one guy. I understand that. But it's about one guy. It just is. Because if you don't have him, you can have the best roster in the league. And if you've got a pedestrian quarterback, you're just limited. And if you have that quarterback, you can have a flawed roster and do some pretty good things. So you've got to get the guy. You guys have got the guy. People around here want, you know, they look around at it, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and Mahomes, and on, Herbert. And they want that guy. Well, it's hard to get him. So we'll see where this thing goes.
Yeah, we had a former GM here in Buffalo refer to it as quarterback purgatory once, that you're just going along. The thing about the Colts, though, Mike, is you've been maybe in like the top floor of purgatory. It's not that bad. Carson Wentz being the low point, and Correct. You know, Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers. It seems like Frank Reich, he's got at least I don't know, a body of work to show that when you do get him a young quarterback, whenever that happens, I've got to believe that do Colts fans have a good degree of faith in the head coach?
Yes, with an asterisk. He he was the pusher behind getting Carson Wentz here. It was really Frank pushing the topic and sort of having to talk everyone else in on it, which they all agreed. So everybody, you know, this was everybody agreed on it finally, but it didn't work. And they did a great, great job of mitigating their losses by sending him to Washington and getting draft picks. And they took $27 million, which was great, but they still made the trade that cost them a 2 and a 1, whatever it was in the first place. But yeah, I really think that Frank's done a very, very good job with when he had Andrew Luck, they were really good. When he had Rivers, you know, they darn near beat you guys up there in the playoffs with Phillip Rivers. It was 27-24, and it, a couple of plays, it goes the other way. And you guys saw what happened last year. I'm sure you still remember the beatdown they gave Buffalo last year. So he is an upper tier coaching quarterback. He maximized wins. He maximized Jacoby Brissett. So I'd love to see Frank get a young quarterback and work with him. And that's why this year has to go well, because they just have to show progress, meaning playoffs, because everybody's getting a little anxious for the lack of playoff success.
Mike Chappell on the Western Hotline. How about the offense as a whole? You know, I had a Titans guest on yesterday and asked him, like, what's the blueprint? And he was just, feed Derrick Henry. Like, they're just going to come back, run the football. And the Colts, for the past couple years, have been more balanced than the Titans anyway. So I don't mean to make them sound like they're this own team that only grounds and pound. But I don't know, what with Matt Ryan, would you expect more passing and still keeping the run heavy? Like, I don't know, what would you see on the overall for the offense this year?
Yeah, this is still a run-centric team. You know, it's, we always talk with Frank and Chris Ballard that every other team in the league seems to be, not every with Tennessee, but the most of the league, they're in this pass-happy mode. Well, if you've got that quarterback and the receivers, you do it. You know, Buffalo's well-equipped for that. I still think this is going to be a run-centric team. Maybe 55-45 pass, maybe. But you just can't live and die with a run game. You just can't. Jonathan Taylor is the real deal. Again, you guys saw him last year. He's the real thing. And if he's not the best back in the league, then it's he and Derrick Henry, however you want to put it together. But they really think that Ryan can do enough in the pass game. When we talked to Chris Ballard at the end of last year, the last seven games last year, they averaged like 170 yards passing, which is awful, just awful. And he said what he told Carson Wentz was make the layups. You know, people look at Wentz and they said, goodness, he was 27 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. How's that a bad year? Well, you had to watch it. There were so many plays that he didn't make. The layups, 3rd and 7, you know, move the chains. You know, hero ball is okay, but you can't live and die on that. And they really think Ryan's going to be the guy that, when it comes down to 3rd and 7, when it comes down to keeping the ball moving, that he'll do it. And I heard you say that Josh Allen won't play Saturday. Reich said that Ryan will.
Yep.
He said starters will play a little bit more than they normally do, maybe a quarter. I'll believe it when I see it. I don't think Ryan needs to play that much, but he will, apparently. That they won't play, the starters won't play in the second game against Detroit because they've got 2 joint practices with the Lions heading into that game, so it's going to be all backups. But Ryan, again, he needs – they made a lot of good moves this year. They brought in Yannick Ngakoue and Stephon Gilmore and that, and that's great. That's going to help that defense. But if Ryan's not the answer, I don't know that it matters.
Circling games on the calendar, you know, the Bills have a bunch of good matchups we're excited about. It sounds like, of course, the relationship between Wentz and the Colts went pretty south pretty fast. Commanders at Colts October 30th. Should we be tuning into that? Is that a fun one?
Yeah. It's funny. We joke in the press room that people are going to have this tail of the tape week to week between Wentz and Ryan, and I understand that. But I don't think there's going to be a video tribute for Wentz by the owner. Yeah, and sometimes you do when players come back.
Yeah.
But, there'll be interest, and then you just hope like heck if you're the Colts that Wentz doesn't get there and have that one game where he throws for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. Because they had to make the move, but there's going to be this, you know, everyone's going to be watching how these 2 quarterbacks play and who gets the best of the deal, and because that's what we do.
Suffice to say, it'll be a rowdy crowd that day at Lucas Oil.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, he will not be embraced with open arms.
All right. Mike Chappell of CBS4 covering the Indianapolis Colts on the West Her Hotline. Thanks, Mike. Enjoy the season.
Thank you. Stay in touch.
All right. That's like their Eichel game, right? Ooh. Maybe not the same level, but come on.
Yeah, it's along the same lines.
You circle the game because you just want to go to boo a guy.
Do you know who the Colts' backup quarterback is, by the way?
The Colts' backup.
Might add to the Wentz fire a little bit. Probably won't, but... Nick Foles.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, one thing about that matchup is, will Wentz be the starter?
When is the game again?
October 30th. Will Wentz still be the starter?
I've seen some Sam Howell hype in training camp.
The report out of Commanders camp, the Washington Commanders, is that they're not concerned about Carson Wentz's lack of accuracy.
What a headline.
Yeah, right?
And all the beat reporters are like, the dude can't hit the broadside of a barn.
It's okay. The coaching staff is not concerned about the lack of accuracy.
2 third-round picks. How the Colts got out of that for 2 third-round picks.
Yep.
He's becoming a bit of a villain around, right? I think, judging from my brother's Twitter, he's kind of not liked in Philadelphia either. I mean, that might happen with every athlete that leaves Philadelphia for any reason.
Yeah.
But Indy, like, if that was us, wouldn't we be blaming him? Like, you cost us the season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jacksonville alone. But, like, the whole year, just you fell short of expectations. We traded for you, and the team was good. And we didn't make it. That's on you. I usually don't like that guy.
Yeah. Extendo Sports on the way. Got a baseball movie trivia to get in before we get you off to the Extra Point Show for the final practice from training camp. So stay tuned here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.